bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy Tuesday, BTN listeners. Welcome to the news show. I am your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 24th of May, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours. Kevin, your way in about 5 minutes. Well, everybody that's on Spotify, particularly those family plans, are a lot happier today. Because Spotify said, yeah, we probably should do this. We probably should match Apple Music's pricing. And that's what they've done. Yep, Spotify's upgraded its family plan to directly match Apple's music offering with 6 premium accounts for the family for $14.99 a month. Of course, that's going to vary a little bit around the world, but you get the idea. Now, of course, this will work as Spotify says under the family plan. You'll receive their own separate premium accounts and have full access to Spotify's library of songs and videos. Now, if you're already on the family plan, you're thinking, what do I do to get this price? Spotify says existing subscribers will automatically be upgraded to the new plan, and that should reflect on your bill next month. Stepping back into virtual reality now. Wow. Yeah, I'm talking about the OnePlus 3. And it's almost ready to launch. But for right now, they're going to tease you with a little something else. Apparently, OnePlus is shipping a special Loop VR headset next month ahead of the virtual reality launch event for its OnePlus 3 one. Guys, this is confusing. According to the company co-founder Carl P., hate to have his last name, anyways, announced the news in a blog post revealing that the Loop VR headset will be available for free. Really? Plus $5 for shipping and handling, of course, so it's not completely free, but hey, $5, hey. But be forewarned, OnePlus is only giving away 30,000 copies. The Loop VR headset is expected to ship starting June 6 next month, meaning maybe the OnePlus 3 will make its debut maybe the month after, or possibly sooner. Yeah, who cares about that? We're talking about a free VR headset, so what's it like? Yeah, it's pretty much like Google's cardboard. Ah, that's why it's free. The rumors about the new iPhone just keep getting a little bit more disappointing by the day. It seems like the next iPhone's just going to be pretty much like what we got right now. So much, in fact, that everybody's talking about the next iPhone after this next iPhone. According to some suppliers and manufacturers, Apple's iPhone screens will be taking the leap not this time, but the next time. Yes, the 2017 model, not the 2016 model. This is all according to Bloomberg, by the way. The new screens, supposedly, and yes, you know what's coming, are supposed to be OLED screens. Meaning our next iPhone we're getting this year will probably be just the same old LCD screens. Yes, I know. I can hear the disappointment right now from you. As we all know, leaked images and rumors are saying that the iPhone 7 design will look pretty much like what we have now. Only the larger iPhone 7 Plus model will have maybe that dual-lens camera. Other than that, it's pretty much what we got right now. I wonder why Apple stock's taking a nosedive. We gotta wait another year before we get anything really cool. Hey, speaking of taking a nosedive, let's talk about our cable companies. Yes, it's cord cutters galore, at least in the U.S. anyways. According to some statistics, total U.S. cable subscribers, that's among the 9 cable companies, by the way, declined year over year in the first quarter of 2016. Well, as you probably guessed it, broadband, woohoo, it's rising. Now, these top 9 cable companies added just about 50,000 subscribers. Yeah, not great. That's down about 3% from about 2 years ago. No, not a huge percentage, but they do show that people are saying, I just don't want to watch the same crap over and over and over and over and over and flip the channels over and over and over and over and over. Now, according to the same research, U.S. cable companies added about 1.1 million high-speed internet subscribers in just this first quarter. So it isn't all bad news for the cable companies, as long as they got their own ISP on the side. And finally, you know, we always think about what will life be like in the future, way beyond our years. Well, the folks in the 1950s sure thought we'd be living a lot more luxurious than we really are. Futurists in the 1950s believed that, we should be zipping around in solar-powered cars. Not really happening. Kind of close, but not really happening. Watching wall-sized TVs. Hey, that one came true. Enjoying vacations on the moon? Nah, I haven't been to the moon yet. But here's the kicker. 90% of us? Yeah, we were all supposed to own a yacht. Yeah, a yacht. Last time I looked out back in my garage, I ain't got a yacht. I got about 5-year-old car back there. So yeah, it seems those futurists in the 1950s, they didn't get everything right, did they? Thank you for setting the human population up for disappointment. I'm sure that this generation will do the same to the next generation. You're welcome. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, that's the website for all the BTN shows. Of course, Mac Show, Big Show, House of Cards Show, new episode that was just out this week. Go check that one out. So many others. Get on over there, check them out, BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow British Tech, of course, on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well, like Kyle Swagger. And you can hang out in our Slack room with the BTN community. That's at BritishTech.slack.com. Just as a programming note for all of you, unfortunately, there won't be any Big Show or Mac Show this week. Possibly next week, too. We're going to have to play this by ear. Our chief in crime, yes, I'm talking about Ewan Rankin, is in the hospital. Although on the mend, he's doing a lot better now. It might be a little while before he can get back to podcasting and beer drinking. So if you want to give him some well wishes or just some crap, you can do that on Twitter, at Ewan Rankin. Get well soon, Ewan. We miss you. As for the news show, well, yes, we'll be back tomorrow for your hump day installment, getting you caught up in the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Tuesday, and thank you very much for listening.